This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hi, good evening, everyone. Welcome to tonight's shiur. The halacha topic for tonight is Kohanim at Kivrei Tzadikim. Kohanim going to the graves of Tzadikim. It's a very interesting topic, and it relates to this week's parsha because we have the death of Miriam and Aaron HaKohen. The Pasuk says in Perek Chav Pasuk Aleph, Vayavol b'nei Yisrael kol ha'idol midbar tzin b'chodesh ha'rishon, Vayeshev ha'om b'kodesh, Vatomas shom Miriam v'tzikover shom. And Miriam dies and she's buried there, says Rashi. Lomo nismucha parashas misas Miriam parashas Parah Adumah. What is the connection between the beginning of the parasha, which of course deals with Parah Adumah, the beginning of parashas Chukas, and the death of Miriam, which is the next parak? Lomo lecho, ma korbonus mechaprin af Misa Sadikin Mechaperis. Just like Karbonus, Paraduma, etc., is Mechaper, so to the death of Tzadikin. And therefore, it's a good segue to start talking about this topic of Kohanim at Kivrei Tzadikin. The Pasuk says in Parshas Emor, famous Pasuk, Lenefesh lo yitamo ba'amo. A Kohen is not allowed to become Tomei, apart from the seven Krovim, the immediate relatives, the mother, father, brother, sister, son, daughter, or wife. Apart from that, a Kohen is not allowed to become Tomei. A Kohen Gadol is not even allowed to become Tomei for those Shiva Krovim. He is chayav to become Tomei for a Meis Mitzvah. But otherwise, a Kohen is not allowed to become Tomei. So you may wonder, what's the whole discussion? How on earth could you suggest that a Kohen could go to Kivrei Tzadikim? And this is a topic which is close to heart. This morning in school, we were discussing Poland trips. Yes, Hashem, they should resume after COVID. I've been many times with the boys, and sometimes with the girls' trips as well. And the question is, you know, the first stop, we fly from London to Warsaw. The first stop is to the massive Beis HaKvaris in the Warsaw Cemetery. Some of the outstanding Gedolim of Jewish history of recent times are buried there. One of the high points is going to the Kvarim of the Netziv and Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. What is the story? Are Kohanim allowed to go there? What's this all about? Well, there is a Medrash. There is a Yalkut Shimoni. If you take a look, if you've got the handout in front of you, it's paragraph 3. Those who are listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com and I will happily send you the handout. The Pasuk said that the Medrash tells a great story, an interesting story, that Rabbi Akiva was in prison and his Talmud, someone called Rabbi Yeshua Hagarsi, was looking after him, but it was Erev Yom Kippur. So his student, his Talmud, Yeshua, had to go home and get ready for Yom Kippur to have his Suda, etc. And then he got a knock on his door. Eliyahu HaNavi comes and informs him that unfortunately there's bad news. Says the Medrash in the third line into the box, Omelei Kohen Ani. He says, Mi ata, who are you? So Eliyahu HaNavi says to him, Kohen Ani, I'm a Kohen. Ubasi lahagid lacha, I've come to tell you, Rabbi Akiva Meis Beis Hasurim, that Rabbi Akiva has passed away. So they go, and the Medrash carries on and tells a remarkable case where they go. Miraculously, the guards of the prison are sleeping, the doors are open, and Rabbi Akiva's mace, his corpse, is there, and they manage to take it out and to bury him. And the Medrash continues, Rabbi Yeshua says to Eliyahu HaNavi, he says, Rabbi, halei emesh amarti shekayin ho yisa. You told me that you're a Kohen. The Kohen also le tami b'meis. And how can a Kohen therefore become Tomei? How can you carry the corpse of Rabbi Akiva? So listen to the response. Omelei. Dayecho Rabbi Yeshua b'ni. Chas v'shalom she'ein tumah b'tamidei chachomim v'af p'talmideihim. There is no tumah for tamidei chachomim or for their talmidim. And that idea is also echoed by the Ramban and the Sefer Achinuch, this concept. There's no tumah for tzadikim. So it would seem that perhaps there is grounds to suggest that a Kohen can go to the kever of a tzadik. However, there are three proofs that kivrei tzadikim are metame. Three compelling proofs. Proof number one, Tosfos. Tosfos in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Yudalet Amud Beis says the following. This is box number 4a. V'chein motzinu. When Eliyahu HaNavi was burying Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Shua, his Talmud said to him, hey, you're a Kohen, how can you do this? And he responded, Tzadik menot metame. Says Tosfos, the Dacha Oisa came. He just pushed him aside. This wasn't the real answer. Mishum kvoided Rabbi Akiva, because he wanted to give honor to Rabbi Akiva, saying that he was so holy, there was no tumah whatsoever, and Tzadik menot metame. But that wasn't the real, that wasn't true. The Ikka time, the real reason is, Lefisha Hayim Meis Mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva was a Meis Mitzvah. The precedent was that if there was a Haruge Malchus, of course, Rabbi Akiva was one of the Asara Haruge Malchus. So part of the punishment was, after they killed you, that the body was left hanging in disgrace, I suppose, as deterrent for others. You know, that was part of the punishment. That was part of their modus operandi. And therefore, he was a Meis Mitzvah. And even as a Kohen, even a Kohen Gadol is allowed to metame for a Meis Mitzvah. So that is one proof that this raya from the Medrash is not a good raya. A second proof, also a very powerful proof, is from a Gemara in Sukkah. We know we had Pesach Sheni a few weeks ago. We spoke about it in Shir. Why was there Pesach Sheni? Because a group of people came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, it's not fair, Lama Nigara. Why do we have to miss out? We were Tomei first time round, Pesach Rishon, Pesach. We want to have the opportunity to bring the carbon, Pesach. Now the Gemara in Sukkah, the Chaf Heyom Adalef says, by he anoshim asher hoyu tumeim v'nefesh adam, says the Gemara, oisim anoshim mihoyu, who were these people? Who were these people who came to Moshe and said, we were Tomei at Pesach, and we want to have a second chance, Pesach Sheni? According to one opinion of the Gemara, noisei aroinu shen Yosef hoyu, they were none other than those people who carried the Aron of Yosef HaTzadik. We know him as Yosef HaTzadik, and yet they were Tomei. Is that not a compelling reason to tell us that Kivrei Tzadikim are Metame, Yosef HaTzadik, he was Metame, those people who carried him. A third reason, a third proof that Kivrei Tzadikim are Metame is from a Gemara in Bava Basra, Nun Ches Omid Aleph. The Gemara tells a very interesting thing. There was a Tana called Rabbi Beno, and Amora, I think, actually, have a Kometzayin Ma'arto, and he would demarcate, he would sort of mark out the Kvarim. And then the Gemara tells us he went to Maris HaMachpela, and he would mark out the Kvarim of Avram. It tells a whole story there of how he went in, Eliezer with Avram was sort of standing guard, etc. And he also demarcated that the Kvarim of Adam and Chava. Why did he do that? Now, the Yaivat says that Rabbi Benar wasn't marking the graves to keep the Kohanim away, but rather, on the contrary, to attract the crowds, sort of to highlight, look, this is Maris HaMachpela, this is who, look who's buried here. But most Rishonim learn otherwise. If you take a look at the Rashbam, the Pirush on Bava Basra there, on Menches Amud Aleph, says the Rashbam says, Rabbi Benar, Adam Gadol, who was this Rabbi Benar? Adam Gadol, v'choshevayah, lefichach nitin l'rishus l'konis b'kivrei tzadikim. And therefore he was given special permission to go into the Kivrei Tzadikim, Maris HaMachpela, but Acher no, other people were not allowed in. Now, continues the Rashbam a bit later. For you nichnas b'ma'arus u'moided midas arkum b'bifnim, v'acher kach moided b'bachutz. He would mark out the graves from the inside and the outside to v'osher shom tzion, and he made a matzeva there. K'dei lahakir mokum ha'tuma, to publicize, to make it very clear where there was tuma. V'lo yaviu taharis derech kan shelo yahil ala kever. The people shouldn't bring things that were tahar, and it would be ma'ahil over the kever, that tumas oehel would be bokea, would sort of rise up through the grave and would make things tomei. Now, who are we talking about? We're talking about the avos, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the Amois, etc. And therefore, you have three very clear proofs that kivrei tzadikim are in fact matame. Now, interestingly, it seems pretty clear from this that once a tzaddik is buried, then you cannot go to the kever. And that is normative practice. A Kohen cannot go to the kever of a tzaddik. Now, what about a levaya? What about a funeral? The interesting thing is, there seems to be some precedent that, on occasion, some Talmidei Chachamim did go to the levaya and were metame themselves for tzaddikim. And an anecdote that I came across was someone called Ramosha Dov Rifkin was the Rosh Hashiva of Torah Vadas at the beginning of the 20th century. And in 1920, because he was a Lubavitcher Chassid, he wanted to go to the Levaya of the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Reb Shalom Dov. And he wrote a piece to justify why Kohanim could be metame themselves. And he quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, this is in paragraph 6, the Gemara asks the question, Kohen mahu sheyitamei lechoid rabbi. Can a Kohen be metamei himself as a Leviah for the honor of his Rebbe? Then the Gemara continues and asks another question, Kohen mahu sheyitamei lechoid nosi. Can he be metamei for the honor of a nosi? Now the first question is unresolved. It's a sophi. The Gemara does not answer, can a Kohen be metamei for a nosi? Sorry, for his Rebbe. And it's unresolved. Now, what's the story with a sophic? So we know sophic deraisa lechumra, sophic drabon and lekula. Presumably, lechaira, this is a sophic deraisa, and therefore Kohen cannot be matame for his Rebbe. However, there is a shitta of the Raivat. The Raivat says that nowadays, Kohanim, because presumably they're already tame, they've got into a house or building where there was someone there, they've already sat shiv, whatever it may be, then they're already tame. The Raivat is of the opinion that if a Kohen is already tame, to become tame again is not a deraisa but only a drabonon. And therefore, for a sofik, for a drabonon, we're makel and he's allowed to go. That was the argument of the Ramesh Dov Rifkin. However, though many argue and would say that the Raivat is a das yachid, and plus some learn that the Raivat just hold that it's still a deraisa, it's just that there's no malchus. So that is not a mainstream opinion. Regarding the second question of the Gemara in the Yerushalmi there, Kohen mashi yitamei lechoid nasi. Well, interesting. The Gemara says that even if you can't be matame if you're Rebbe, what about a nasi, the leader of the generation? And the Gemara says that when Rebbe died, Rebbe Yanai decreed there is no kahuna today, i.e. Kohanim could attend the Levaya. And this seems to be supported by Gemara in Ksubas. Take a look at the Gemara Ksubas, Kufkin on the base. Omer Rebbe Chia, the day that Rebbe died, botla kahuna. Now, amazingly, what does that mean? That botla kahuna, because the halacha is a meis mitzvah, the definition of a meis mitzvah is ein lo kovin, there's no one to bury him. That's why a Kohen Gadol, even Yom Kippur, has to stop, and he has to take responsibility if there's no one else to do it. Because ein lo kovin, and therefore there are never enough kovin if a Nossi were to die. However, Tosfos there in Ksubas learns differently. Let's take a quick look at this Tosfos. Tosfos says there in Ksubas, Shoyu Kohenu say Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He was known as Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and therefore they said, Mishameis Rebbe Botla, not of the year of Yeshlem at Kedusha, and some say Kedusha as well. Now, Vaharav Rebbe Chaim Kohen, a Kohen of course, Hoya Omer, Il Mole Ho Yisik Shnifter Rabbeinu Tam. Had I been there when Rabbeinu Tam was Nifta when he passed away, I would have become Tommy for him. The high botla kudush to call mahocha hanu kudush is kuhuna. When it says botla kuhuna, it means that the rules of kohen of tumas kuhuna were suspended. That day, not further on. Okay, now it says Tosfos, however, that ain't near it, but that does not appear the posh upshot. Because Rebbe is of the opinion. Because Veinir le Rebbe, the Chumaduma le Rebbe, the Hosumairi, but Tumas Space Apras Drabonon, but Tumma Deraisa, look, that only applies to Tumma Drabonon, but not Tumma Deraisa. And therefore, the halacha nowadays would therefore be that the Rambam, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, all are of the opinion that this is only a precedent in any case for the Nossi and not for the Gadol Hador. More than that, the Bach says in the name of the Maharami Rottenberg, that it's doubtful whether a Kohen can be metamei for a Gadol Hador, and concludes it only applies to a Nossi as well, and not a Gadol Hador. But perhaps that was a smach for those in the Babich who went to metamei for the fifth Rebbe back in 1920. Interestingly, when the Kotzke Rebbe passed away, his brother-in-law, the Chiddush Arim, it was vehemently forbade any Kohanim to be metamei. He said it's not allowed. Furthermore, when the second Ger Rebbe passed away, the Sfasemes, the Avnezer gave a psak that he was asked if Kohanim could be Matame, and he responded, Chas v'shalom, absolutely not. That is brought from the Shailas and Shuvas of the Tzirish for Yitzhar. And therefore, La Locha Kohen cannot go to a Leviah of a Tzadik. Take a look at the last box, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Bez says, Yesh Kohanim Hedyotim, there are those simple Kohanim. But Omron, because they are of the opinion, Shakivri Sadikim in Matameim, the Kivri Sadikim are not Matame, for Tos Hu Be Yudehem. It's a mistake. But Srichin Limchay Slahem, you've got to protest. And therefore, to conclude, therefore, this concept of Kivrei Tzadikim Einon Metamein, although there seems to be a support for it in the Medrash, we have seen three compelling proofs that Kivrei Tzadikim are Metamei. Number one was from the Tosfos there in Bava Metzia, that he was only sort of pushing him off, but really he was a Meis Mitzvah. That's why Eliyahu HaNavi was able to bury Rabbi Akiva. The second proof is from the Nosei Aron of Yosef HaTzadik. Pesach Sheni, those people were carrying Yosef, and yet they became Tomei. And the third proof is in the Gemara in Baba Basra, according to most Rishonim, that the reason why Rabbi Benoah would demarcate the graves was to make sure that the people wouldn't become Tomei. Tomei for who? For the others. So therefore, it seems that a Kohen cannot go to certainly the Kvarim and nor to a Leviah of a Tzaddik, and that is the Psak of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and that is the mainstream view. And therefore, one has to conclude the concept of Kivrei Tzadikim Einu Metameim is a matter of machshava, but not halacha, and that indeed is the normative practice nowadays.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.